Masechet Midot Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We'll start talking about the basic structure of the outer mizbeach. It was built with a base at the bottom called the Yesod, which was a combination of stones and a hollow wooden slab on the bottom, and then it was filled with a concrete type of mixture, the Yesod. Then on top of that, they built another wooden form. Where it was filled with smooth stones and concrete again was poured in there, and that's called the sovev, which is the ledge. And then a similar procedure was what they did in order to build the third level of the mizbeach, as well as the horns, the corners, the keranot of the mizbeach on top. Mishnah says, HaMizbeach haya sheloshim ushtayim al sheloshim ushtayim. The outer mizbeach was 32 amot by 32 amot at ground level. Ala ama v'kanas ama zehayesod. It went up one ama and went inward one ama. This first level was called the yesod, the base. So it's 32 by 32, while the next one we're going to see, the next level on top of it, is a little bit smaller. Nimsa sheloshim al sheloshim. So after we went in one ama all the way, the mizbeach now measures 30 by 30 on all amot. Went up five amot and went inward one ama. So the second level was called the ledge. It was called the ledge because the top of this level forms a ledge for the Kohanim to walk on as they made their way around the Mizbeach. So they walked around this piece in order to go around the Mizbeach. Imsa 28 al 28. After we went inward one ama on all four sides, we see that the mizbeach now measures 28 by 28 amot. So it also went up three amot to form the top level of the mizbeach. Mekoma keranot ama mizeh ve'ama mizeh. Each corner of the mizbeach, a top, had a horn, a corner, which were one ama cubes. And the place set aside for the keranot took up one ama of space from this side and one ama of space from the other side of the top. So they were basically one by one by one ama keranot. They were high up, they were tall, one ama, and then one by one width and length. Nimsa esrim vashesh al esrim vashesh. After taking away those spaces for the four sides on the top, it's found that what remained was a square area that was a 26 by 26 ama space. Mekom hiluch ragla kohanim. Just inside the place for the keranot was the place where the feet of the kohanim walked, a walkway for the kohanim to use as they made their way around the mizbeach to deal with the various fires. Kohanim, they couldn't use the one ama strips between the keranot because then the keranot would get in the way when they were trying to make that turn. So there would have to be a spot right near the keranot where they would walk. So after we take away all of these spaces, amamizeh va'amamizeh, so that walkway took up one amah of space from this side and from the other side, yimsa esrim ve'arba al esrim ve'arba mekom ma'aracha. So after we minus everything, we end up with a 24 by 24 amah space for the place of the fire. Now that we have a walkway in each direction, you're left with that, and the fires were going to be built on those spots. The Mishnah now talks about the design of the Mizbeach, how it changed from the first Beit HaMikdash to the second Beit HaMikdash. Amar Rabbi Yose, mitehila lo haya ela shemone ve'esrim al shemona ve'esrim, says Rabbi Yose, the first Beit HaMikdash built by Shlomo HaMelech, the Mizbeach was only 28 by 28, at ground level instead of the 32 by 32 that we have in the second Beit HaMikdash. Kones ve'ole b'mida zo ad shenimsa mekom ha'maracha 20 al 20. The different levels of the Mizbeach went in and went up all the way, like we just spoke about, layer by layer, until at the top, the place of the fire was 20 amot by 20 amot. So the Mizbeach started out with 28 amot to a side, and the ledge was then turned into 26 with the indentation, and the Mizbeach top was 24 to a side, and then we had to take away one amah on all sides for the Keranot and another amah for the walkway of the Kohanim, and therefore the area we were left with was 20 by 20. כשעלו בני הגולה, הוסיפו עליו 400 מן הדרום ו400 מן המערב כמין גמא. When they returned from Babel, where after the first Beit HaMikdash's destruction, they went to Babel. When they returned to Eretz Yisrael and they wanted to build the second Beit HaMikdash, they added 4 amot to the south side of the Mizbeach and 4 amot to the west side of the Mizbeach to look like the Greek letter Gamma. The Greek letter Gamma looks like an upside down Nun, which if you just take it into English, turns into a capital L. So the Mishnah means that the L-shaped addition was made to the Mizbeach. The reason for the addition was how the Nisuch HaYayin and the Nisuch HaMayim, the wine and water libations that were poured onto the Mizbeach, followed into the Shittin, the hole beneath the Beit HaMikdash. In the first Beit HaMikdash, Shlomo understood that the wine and water should flow down the side of the Mizbeach and then across the floor of the Azara until they reached a hole in the floor near the southwest corner of the Mizbeach that opened up into the Shittin. Hachamim, later on, who built the second Beit HaMikdash, they said that the libations have to flow through the body of the Mizbeach. So therefore, the Mizbeach was made larger in order to cover the hole that was in the floor, and the wine and the water flowed through this pipe down into the Shittin. So they had a different way of making it, and therefore they had to account for that. They had to make the Mizbeach a little bit bigger. Like we say in the prophecy about the Arad Mizbeach of both the second and third Beit HaMikdash, and the Ariel, the name that the Pasuk gives to the top of the Mizbeach, is 12 amot long by 12 amot wide, a perfect square. We could think by the reading of this Pasuk that the top of the Mizbeach was only 12 by 12, but that's not correct. When we read the end of this Pasuk, where it says, for its four quarters, it teaches from the center of the Mizbeach, the Pasuk is counting 12 by 12 in each direction for a total of 24 by 24. The end of Yehezkel uses the Pasuk, where we say, for its four quarters, to tell us that the top of the Mizbeach was divided into four parts, and each one of them was 12 by 12 amot. So we end up 12 by 12 and 12 by 12 for a total of 24 by 24. A line of red paint circled the Mizbeach at the middle of its height. The Mizbeach was 10 amot high from the ground, all the way till the top of the horns. So 5 amot off the ground. The midpoint, we have a red line that goes all the way across. The purpose of the red line was to separate between the upper bloods and the lower bloods. Certain korbanot had their blood applied to the upper half of the Mizbeach, while others had to the lower half of the Mizbeach. So the red line tells the Kohanim where to apply the blood onto the sides of the Mizbeach. The Mishnah said that the Yesod, the base of the Mizbeach, was 32 by 32 amot. But in reality, even though that sounds like a perfect square, the Yesod was not a perfect square. The part of the Mizbeach that protrudes from beneath the ledge, the Sovev, which is the middle level, it went along the entire north side and entire west side of the Mizbeach. And it continued, it ate, but it means it continued, one Amah into the south and one Amah into the east. When the Mishnah says that the base of the Mizbeach was 32 to a side, it's true only in the north and the west, where it protrudes one Amah from beneath the ledge. But in the east and the south, the base did not protrude from beneath the ledge. So at the northeast and southeast, the base wrapped around the corner, and it ate one Amah into the space it would have occupied. So that's a clarification on how it really was not a perfect square.